Boom. Hey, everybody. This is Steli Efti.
And this is Heaton Cha.
And today on the Startup Chat, we're going to talk about founder lies.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
The type of lies that founders tell themselves and others, how to prevent them, how to realize that you're telling yourself and others things that might not be fully true or are completely untrue. And who better to actually talk about this topic than you, Heaton? I mean, we've both been entrepreneurs for, you know, almost our entire, you know, adult career lives.
Yep.
We have, you know, so many founder friends with advice, we've invested, we talk to founders every day. And if there's one of the kind of major themes of our podcast in general has always been kind of self-awareness, you know, and we've talked about self-awareness in many, many different versions. And I think this topic really fits into that theme as well. Being aware of the lies that you tell yourself and others. So right off the bat, let me ask you kind of top of head, what is the most common lie that you have observed founders tell themselves and others?
You know, this one's interesting because a lot of it has to do with the idea that to start something, you're essentially starting something from scratch, like and doing the impossible, right? And you have to have a lot of belief in yourself, belief in so many things that you don't control in the beginning. And so I think the number one lie is a really weird one that I would say, and the lie is this, Steli, it's, this is going to work.
This is going to work.
This is
going to
work. It's going to work, Steli. It's just going to work. And you start your business with that lie. Like, let's just put it out there.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
That's beautiful.
You start it, you're like, this is going to work. Like how could you start it if you didn't believe that?
So true. But why is it a lie if you believe it, Heaton?
You don't know. You don't know. You're lying to yourself. You don't know. You started with no conscious understanding of if it's going to work. And I'm talking about like day zero. Like you start, you're like, I don't know. Right? You, truthfully, you don't know. But, you know, the mind, you know, you have to convince your mind that this is worth starting. And the way you do that is by saying this is going to work. You wouldn't start something if you believed it wasn't going to work, right?
You're right.
But yet, how many of these things actually work? Not 100%.
What not 100%? Not
right.
Barely 10% probably.
Right.
At least if we talk about the original version of whatever works meant, right? Like whatever the idea was, the thing you wanted to work.
Yeah.
Without having to drastically alter or change what you wanted to work or how it was supposed to work, yeah, almost never.
Right. So I think that's the first lie you tell yourself. Mm. And that one might trickle down into all kinds of other lies that you tell yourself. And that's one way to think about it, right? Which is like, don't let that lie trickle down into all kinds of other lies, right? Use that belief to go figure out how to make that the truth. That's the way I would think of that one. That's why I think I started pretty heavy, but
yeah,
like everyone
I was just thinking this should have been the last lie we covered.
I'm sorry.
No, sometimes we start with the ending in mind. It doesn't really matter.
It's not just founders either, right? You start a new job, you're like, this is going to be awesome. This is going to work.
Yeah.
I'm in.
Yeah.
Right. So
yeah.
Like this whole starting something, new job, company, anything. I think you're lying to yourself in the beginning. If we were to put like a very like, you know, conscious hat on, an objective hat on, you don't know if it's going to work yet. You'd start telling yourself it is. So
it
I think
is.
That's lie number one, you know, and number one, maybe last one, but it's number one.
It's a very foundational one.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm going to build on that. Here's the next slide that I love that I think is again, very universal and broad is things are going well.
Yeah. Right?
And this relates to so many things. It could be like, you know, I think that we're really making a lot of progress. I think we are having really good traction. I think that, and you know, there's a, when you ask people how things are going and they're going, oh yeah, things are going well. You can tell when it's true or not, right? You can tell if it comes from a place of confidence and comfort or if it comes from a place of like, you know, I don't know how to even say it, but it's a I have to be strong moment. It's almost like when you have to tell your children that something that's actually bad news is going to be okay. It's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. They're going like, no, things are really great, Stelly. Things are really great. And it's like, they probably aren't, right? We've all done this. I've done this. I'm pretty sure you've done this. But this, I think this is a very fundamental lie. Things are going well, to a certain degree, is a, trying to cover up some version of the truth, which probably is things aren't going well, or they're not going well enough, right? And so first we tell, again, it always starts with ourselves. We're trying to convince ourselves that all the things, all the kind of goals that we had that we didn't reach, all the milestones that we aren't reaching, all the things we're not accomplishing, things are still going well. Like, there's still positive signs. And I think we're still all in all are doing okay. And so first you sell yourself, but then you want to keep everybody else on your team.